Thank you, Jesus. Would you grab your swords and turn to the book of Ephesians, verse 10? So how's everybody today? Amen. Are you refreshed? Praise God. Isn't it amazing how God could just step in and you can have all kinds of stuff going on no matter what's going on in your life. All of a sudden the Lord steps in and it's poof, gone. And you feel like a real idiot for allowing those things to bother you. Ephesians 6:10. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Finally, here it is. Conclusions. Finally, get it. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not your own. Put on the Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the trickery of the devil and his deceptions. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We're going to take this slower. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, which you can't see, against spiritual wholesome wickedness, and in the heavenly places. Spiritual realm. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth. It's called the belt of truth, so your pants don't fall down. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. But above all, I said above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always all prayer and supplication in the Spirit or in tongues, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought. We are ambassadors. Again, it goes back to the reality and the false reality. Amen? Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. And his power is fear. So many times we compromise that, we lose that, we lose sight of that. And it has to be reminded to us in everything we do. We fight against spiritual unseen entities of deception that steal, kill, and destroy anything associated with Christ, associated with his coming, associated with his offspring, and associated with his purpose. That battle is continuously. Continuously. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith. Is that happening? Yeah. Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Boy, there's a lot of deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons out there. Speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. In other words, they're so hardened they can't repent. They can't receive from God. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons to, again, steal, kill, and destroy with all deception. Every area. No matter what's going on. Your battle and my battle is not against one another. It's not against beliefs. It's not against religions. It's not against countries or nations. It's against demonic influence. It's unfortunate that many of those who are deceived are more impressed with demonic influence and cause more damage. Remember, what are they after? They're after to kill, steal, and destroy anything associated with Christ, his coming, and his offsprings and his purpose. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. Oh, boy. Everybody there? I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Let's testify. Confirm. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because why? Deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons. Because they will have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. In other words, they'll separate themselves under another group of deception. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, and fulfill your ministry. You know, itching ears of, this is their area to where people are become desiring to want to learn more of something that's deceptive and not even realizing it. They're looking for relief and freedom, but they're looking in the wrong places. And they're going deeper and deeper and deeper into bondage. Because there's no other freedom than Christ. Amen. And Jeremiah 44, verse 11. Jeremiah was not a bullfrog. He was a prophet. For those who never heard that song, by Three Dog Night, I think it was. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. No, he wasn't. He was a prophet. Glory to God. Jeremiah 44. In verse 11, are we there? Cool. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for catastrophe and for cutting off all Judah. And I'll take the remnant of Judah who have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to dwell there. They shall all be consumed and fall into the land of Egypt. They shall be consumed by the sword and famine. They shall die from the least to the greatest, by the sword of famine, they shall be an oath, an astonishment, a curse, and a reproach. For I'll punish those who dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword of famine and by the pestilence, so that none of the remnants of Judah who have gone into the land of Egypt to dwell there shall escape or survive, lest they return to the land of Judah, to which they desire to return and dwell. For none shall escape except those who escape. Or none shall return except for those who escape. Then all the men who knew that their wives had burned incense to other gods, by a great multitude, all people who dwell in the land of Egypt and Pathrus answered Jeremiah, saying, "As for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you. But we will certainly do whatever has gone out of our mouth, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and pour our drink offerings to her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food. We were well off and saw no trouble." Listen. Look at how many people have sold their souls to Satan. And they're very well off. They have no trouble. They just have to sacrifice, drink blood, eat humans. You know, things to that degree. Do something stupid. "But since we have stopped burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything and have been consumed by the sword and by famine." The woman also said, "And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make cakes for her to worship her and to pour out drink offerings to her without our husband's permission?" Then Jeremiah spoke to all the people, the men and the women, and all who, the people who had given him that answer, saying, "The incense that you burned in the cities of Judah and streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings, and your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Lord remind them? And did it not come into your mind?" So the Lord could no longer bear it because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which you committed. Therefore, your land is a desolation and an astonishment, a curse, without an inhabitant, as it is this day. Because you have burned incense, because you have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord or walked in his law, in his statutes, or in his testimonies. Therefore, this calamity has happened to you, as it is this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said to all the people and to all the women, "Hear the word of the Lord, all Judea who are in the land of Egypt. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, you and your wives have spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely keep our vows that we have made to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out our drink offerings to her. You will surely keep your vows and perform your vows. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all Judah, who dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, says the Lord, that my name shall now no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah, all the land of Egypt, saying, the Lord God lives. Behold, I will watch over them for adversity and not over for good. And all the men of Judah who are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by famine until there is an end to them. Yet a small number who escape the sword shall return from the land of Egypt to the land of Judah, and all the remnants of Judah who have gone to the land of Egypt to dwell there shall know those words will stand mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign to you, says the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my words will surely stand against you for adversity. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophras, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies and into the hand of those who seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy who sought his life. Now, this is very powerful. The queen, they were offering all kinds of stuff, worshiping the Queen of Heaven. It's the queen of the unseen. Now, angelic beings are not gendered. Hello? So there can't be a Queen of Heaven. There's no female angels. Does everybody get that? This is a female Nephilim offspring. Daughter of the giants. And there are many. Numbers 25, verse 1. Numbers 25, verse 1. Oh, happy days. You know, it's pretty amazing in how we all talked about the Nephilim, the offsprings, the men of renown. But there's really not enough talk about the daughters of the Nephilims. Because they're the carriers of the genetic traits that go down the family lines. And many of them have passed through. And even Noah's son, Ham, married one. And if you find the lineage of Ham, all the lineage of Ham's and the tribes of Ham are all Nephilim races. They're all offsprings of Nephilims. They're all the sons and daughters of the Nephilims and the giants. And that's where the giants came from also, through his family line. Why? Because he married one of them. Hallelujah. And those genetic traits are still going on today. Hallelujah. Numbers 25, verse 1. Now Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the woman of Moab. They invited the people to go to sacrifices their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel was joined to Baal of Peor, and anger the Lord was aroused against Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of the people and hang all the offenders before the Lord out in the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. So Moses said to the judges of Israel, every one of you kill his men who were joined to Baal of Peor. And indeed, one of the children of Israel came and presented to his brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping at the door of the tabernacle meeting. Now, when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar and the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both them through the with the man of Israel and the woman through her body. So the plague was stopped among the children of Israel. And those who died in the plague were 24,000. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel because he was zealous with my zeal among them, so that I did not consume the children of Israel in my zeal. Why? He's the one that killed them. So somebody stood up for the Lord, and the Lord stopped everything. He said, finally, somebody stood up for me. Therefore, I say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zamar, the son of Salu, the leader of the father's house among the Semanites. Now we got Semanites, Hittites, Moronites, and every other kind of ite. These are all lineage of Nephilim. All ites. And the name of the Midianite woman was, the name of the Midianite who was killed was Zabai, the daughter of Zur. He was head of the people's house in Midian. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, harass the Midianites and attack them. I love this guy. For they harassed you with their schemes by which they seduced you into the matter of Peor and into the matter of Gozbi, the daughter of the leader of Midian, their sister who was killed in the day of the plague because of Peor. Again, God did what? He attacked them. And anyone that stood up to God's command would be blessed. He would maintain covenant. Even to this day, when you and I are standing up to what God is saying, and we're bailing the powers of darkness, you are a covenant child. God acknowledges you because of what you're standing up for. Amen? It's not about a reputation. Got nothing to do with that. It's not about who's better. We want to be a covenant children of God. Amen. And Isaiah 14, verse 12. Isaiah 14, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Queen of Heaven. Boy, what a farce that was, wasn't it? It's amazing how many statues you see, these female angels and stuff. Big boobed and everything else, you know. Gorgeous. These are wonderful things. There's not females. Now, I'm not saying that there's not females that have gone home. Amen. There are. But there's no female angels, no gender. Glory to God. And they don't have children. Remember, Jesus said that when we go home, we're like angels, right? There is no gender. He kept saying, what are you concerned about being married? You ain't going to have that. You're not even going to desire that. That's not a part of this reality. We're entering a whole new reality. When you say goodbye to your spouse and your friends, that's it. See ya. Might see you when I go home, but we're going to be different. Hallelujah. Isaiah 14, verse 12. This is called reality. Amen. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. I would say it is a little arrogant there. Yet, here's the Lord's response. Yes, you shall be brought down to Sheol, which is hell, the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the moron who made the earth tremble? Who shook the kingdoms? Who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities? Who did not open the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory. Everyone in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like a garment of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword who go down to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trodden underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children, his offspring. What are those? The sons and daughters of the Nephilim race. And those who choose to serve Satan. Through genetically, willingly, or unwillingly. Because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with cities. Now that was done already. Amen? During the first 400 or 500 years of creation. They filled the earth. And they produce giants, and the angels come in, and go to Genesis 6, and we'll fulfill that. Genesis 6, verse 1. Hallelujah. Everybody there? Glory. Genesis 6, verse 1, please. Let's speak it. Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful. Now these sons of God are known as angels. And they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days. Where did those giants come from? Anybody got an idea? Come on, let's open the forum here. Okay, what fallen angel? Who was in the garden? Who seduced Eve? What did she have? Cain. These giants came from Cain lineage. So they were already on the earth before the angels put on flesh and came in. It says there were giants on the earth in those days. Well, they came from who? Eve. Right. Remember, she got seduced by the serpent. She didn't eat the apple and get pregnant. I don't think there was an apple there, but anyways. I'm surprised we don't see Eve apples all over the world for sale. Hallelujah. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man, everyone, man and woman, was great in the earth, and that every intent of their thoughts of their heart was only evil continuously. Why? Because they were no longer, they weren't of this, the righteous line. They were of the evil, wicked one. Hallelujah. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and birds and creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So Noah was clean. This is a genetic change. Again, we talked about this. Ham married a Nephilim daughter. Their genetic traits continue to this day, even still. Amen. Does anybody understand this? So, again, the queen of heaven was idolatry. It was, in other words, they were offering, they were worshiping. It's called, you know, the Lord calls us, you know, don't worship any other god, or you know, stay away from it and don't be unified with them and so forth. Come out from among them and be separate, he says. Amen? And that's what we're to do. And we've got to be careful, because there's going to be a lot more worship of the Queen of Heaven or similar things. Even AI Queen of Heaven. Who knows? Amen? Hallelujah. But again, their genetic traits continue today. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Queen of Heaven. Is everybody there? Verse 1. But know this, in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves. They will worship themselves. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanders without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. From such people do what? Turn away. They worship self, genetic traits in humans of the Nephilim genes. Amen. For this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now Jannes and Jairus resisted Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of what? Corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Worship of self. And Revelation 17, verse 1. Revelation 17, verse 1. The one of the seven angels who had seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed what? Fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away into the spirit, into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet." Purple and scarlet. Purple is associated with priesthood. "And adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having her hand a golden cup full of abominations of filthiness of her fornications. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." Queen of Heaven. Everybody get it, same person, same demon, same spirit. "But an angel said to me, 'Why do you marvel? I'll tell you the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her, which has the 7 horns and has 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life," because they're going to be deceived, "from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits." Well, you know, everybody calls this Rome. "There are also 7 kings. 5 have fallen, 1 is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was is not, and is himself also the 8th, and is of the 7, and is going to perdition." In other words, he'll stand up in himself and say, "I'm God." He's going to portray to be God, but he will be the Antichrist, the great harlot. Now, I'm sharing this because there are so many that are wicked offsprings, Nephilim, of the race of women and men. We know, we hear about the men, but we don't hear about the women, the daughters, because they're the ones that are carriers. They're the ones that produce offsprings, don't they? Amen. And in that, think about Jezebel, Queen Jezebel. What did she do? She led all the people to Baal, to worship Baal. Delilah, didn't she betray Samson? Athena was a queen who slaughtered her own grandchildren to seize the throne. Nimrod's mother, who became his wife. Sick puppies. Herodias, who plotted John's beheading. Lot's wife, who looked back at Sodom because she was grieved. Sapphira, who died lying to the apostles about the property because of money. The witch of Endor, who was a necromancer. She promoted praying to the dead. Fortify's wife. What did she do? She falsely accused rape that Joseph did as he rejected her. Eve, seduced by the serpent, produced by the serpent and produced seduced by the serpent, produced offsprings of wickedness. It's the Cain lineage to this day. Look at Catholicism. The promotes the worship of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And the whole world is bound by Catholicism. It's a false religion. It's a cult. People pray the rosary to saints. It's called necromancy. Jesus paid the price, so we don't have to go no other way. He even said, "No one comes to me except for through the no one comes to the Father except for through me." Wow. Now the spirit of death has approached humanity. The blood of Christ separates and protects, just like in the Passover. What did they do? The blood of Christ was placed on the lintels of the door. The spirit of death is now here. Many people begin to pass. Look at all the people that have sold their souls and movie stars that are so seductive. They sell themselves. What is that? That's a genetic trace all the way down. How about musicians and music? Actors of beauty. They use their beauty to gain. They fornicate. It's incredible what's going on right now. God warned us about lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. I'm not saying people don't make mistakes, but there are people who live by it. That's their life. I just heard a testimony of a woman that was in porn, and a beautiful woman, and she was on a plane, and she heard the Holy Spirit speak to her, and she got a Bible while she was on the plane. She pulled out a Bible, and he said, "Go to this scripture," and it talked about fornication and causing people to fall. And it penetrated her. She began to weep and cry and repented on the plane. And she gave up that life. See, even though that trait comes down, because we all deal against that, we fight against that trait. Only Christ can defeat that trait. That genetic trait that comes down. Only Christ. Everybody carries it. Those are people who've taken captive of it and those who haven't. We fight it every single day. Amen? We battle with it. We are like two people, old and new. We're battling the old. That's the offspring of darkness. And the new is the offspring of light. So we fight every single day. But God's given us the tools to overcome, hasn't he? That's why we spiritually warfare, calling down the principalities and powers of darkness. Fire on all areas. Remember, there are no queens in heaven. Hallelujah. There's only King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we thank you for preparing us for what's getting ready to happen. So keep us hidden in the secret place with you, Lord. Help us to say no to the wicked ways and yes to you. that we may be sons and daughters who please you. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.